Took a deep breath in the mirror. He didn't like it when I wore high heels, but I do. Turned the lock and put my headphones on. He always said he didn't get this song, but I do.
News Talk 580 WTCM, 8.5 minutes past 10 o'clock on this Wednesday, September the 4th, and we are getting ready for our Travel Talk segment. But before we get into that, I wanted to tell you something about Stanley Steamer. Let me just say, Stanley Steamer does more than carpets. They clean whatever surface in your house, especially flooring, is concerned that you need cleaned. Tile and grout cleaning. I was just looking at my grout the other day, and it was not working out well. So why not make that call to Stanley Steamer? And you know what? Get your own residential or commercial quote and schedule that cleaning today. It's as easy as that, you guys. As easy as that. Stanley Steamer in Traverse City, 946-5900. That's 946-5900. Yeah, they clean carpets, but so, so, so much more. Well, there it is.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you.
And as we are continuing to try to get Walter Littlejohn on the phone, our very special guest from Crystal River Cruises, why not introduce the lovely, the one and only Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority and Altour Company. Hello.
Well, good morning.
Good morning to you. Yeah, it looks like we've had a couple of different issues trying to get our guest on, but that's okay. We're getting through it now. Colleen is manning the phones, as they say, and looking for Walter Littlejohn. But by the way, Colleen, Bonnie, before we get into that, let's talk about the Travel Authority. I'm sure you guys are just so busy booking into fall and winter and even spring.
Oh, absolutely. We are really busy as anything right now. And as school starts back, that really kicks off everyone thinking about, well, where are you going this year for spring break? Where are you going to go for the holidays? And everyone starts talking together, and it's amazing. And all of a sudden, everything pops.
Yeah.
It's, you know, during the summer, it's steady, but it's not crazy because we're all out enjoying the weather and things like that.
All right.
But speaking of enjoying.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, indeed. One of my favorite places in the world is anything to do with Crystal Cruises. And here we have Walter Littlejohn, who's the vice president and managing director of Crystal River Cruises. Hi, Walter. How are you?
Good morning, Bonnie. How are you today?
We are doing just great, Walter. And sorry we had a little difficulty getting you on board, but you're on here right now with us. And I just want to jump right into this because Crystal, who is sitting across from me, Crystal Frost is with the station here. She's been on Crystal Cruises.
Yes, I have.
And
wonderful.
And when she came back, we can never stop her from talking about it.
No, I talk constantly about it.
It's constantly. But what we want to do is we want to talk about, because you take that same quality of the ocean cruises and you take in this reimagined luxury river cruising across Europe, an extraordinary attention to detail. I mean, Crystal is known for quality. So let's talk about that, Walter, because I know you're a little passionate about it.
Oh, just slightly. You know, this was a project that many of us at the company just took with such great passion and dedication, particularly because a lot of the folks behind the project are actually from the region in which we now cruise. Most of our culinary team and our hotel operations teams were born in Austria. And so this was a passion project for many of them. But you know, what we did is we took the essence of the Crystal Ocean experience, and it was so important for us when we were going into river cruising to make sure that everything that everyone has come to know and love about Crystal was duplicated on a river cruise ship platform. And so we came to the business with an entirely different mindset than traditional river cruise lines. And what bore out of all of that labor of love and so forth was basically the Crystal Ocean experience on a beautiful river cruise ship platform that's just simply unparalleled in the level of luxury and so forth.
Well, Walter, when we talk about the luxury and everything like that, you take everything and put it on steroids, basically, what you know for. But when we look about it, it's such an inclusive experience. It's such, I mean, it's not... I guess the word I've always said is where luxury is personal, and that's when I look at Crystal Cruises in general and the river cruise experience. What feedback are you getting from the guests that travel?
Well, it's been simply astounding and phenomenal. In a very short period of time, Crystal River Cruises not only won awards as being the world's best river cruise line, but we have now, the five river ships have now become actually the highest ranking ships in the Crystal fleet. The quality scores and the feedback from the guests have been simply astounding. They really appreciate the attentive service, where we have 106 guests, we're served by 68 crew members, so it's very, very easy for the crew members to get to know all of the guests. And so by the second day of the cruise, everyone's being addressed by their name, and the crew, it's very easy for them to remember the guest preferences. You know, when I sit down in the restaurant, it takes not more than a minute for the waiter to serve me a ginger ale, because they all know that I like ginger ale with my bread and salad and so forth. And people have been astounded at the design of the ships. They're really innovative. So they are the same exact size as river cruise ships in Europe can be. They're 135 meters long. That's the maximum size a river cruise ship can be. Traditionally, a ship of that size would carry 212 guests, 190 guests, depending on the caliber of the river cruise line. But ours only carry 106 guests. And so one of the things that people have noted is the spaciousness of the ship, the really attention to detail that we paid in the design of the suites, where most of them have walk-in closets and double vanity bathrooms, which are amenities that are simply unheard of in river cruise ships. They all have a beautiful California king-size bed. They all come with butler service. The guests have been astounded at the cuisine. We do a la minute preparation of the cuisine on the river cruise ships, because we have three restaurants for 106 guests, so there aren't a lot of people in each of the restaurants. And by the way, they're all small tables of two and four in the restaurants, so it's a very intimate dining experience. And we do a la minute preparation. We prepare the food to order. And so the flavor of the cuisine just is simply astounding. One of the great things people have been most passionate about, because this is slightly different than our ocean experience, on our river cruise experience, we are all inclusive like ocean, but we also include the shore excursions. So 85% of our shore excursion offerings are inclusive. Now, maybe some people would have come to us being a little cynical, thinking that the caliber of the excursions wouldn't be so great because they're included. People have been just really, really impressed with what we have to offer. We have a really wide abundance of options. We offer about three times as many shore excursions options as other river cruise lines. And so it ends up being that we have a lot of small groups, and we have different calibers or different styles of excursions that sort of suit guest preferences. So we have excursions for people who want to see the sites of historic interest, the churches, the cathedrals, the historic monuments, and so forth. But then we have a separate category of excursions for people who are more active. And so we have wonderful hiking and biking and kayaking options, because in this region there's some really fantastic sports-oriented options. And then we have, because, you know, Austria, Germany, these are food and wine regions. And so we have a series of excursions that are centered around the flavors of the areas you're visiting. And so if you want to taste the beers, the wines, the cheeses, the pastries, the sausage, and all of the culinary delights that the region has to offer, then we have a whole series of excursions built around that theme. And then finally, for people who actually want to mix and mingle with the locals, we have people-to-people connections where you're interacting and doing things with the locals as they would do it. In Strasbourg, one of my favorites is you actually connect with a local family who owns a vineyard, and they prepare a beautiful Alsatian meal in their apartment, serving the wines that are made in their vineyard and so forth. And so, and you get to hear about their life. I mean, they have a very interesting life. They're raising children and they're living in Strasbourg, but they also have this vineyard and they're balancing all of those demands. You get to hear the stories of that. And so really fantastic. And people say, wow, that's tremendous value that the excursions are included. And so it adds another layer to the Crystal experience overall.
That sounds fabulous.
Well, you experience on Crystal Ocean,
yes.
A lot of those incredible mm-hmm. excursions, and there is a difference. There is an absolute difference when you cruise with Crystal.
Oh, no, without a doubt. It's the Crystal difference.
It is the crystal frost. Okay.
It is.
Let's talk about that, the changing in the terms of maybe the demographics that are going on. You in the river cruises that you're seeing a younger average age, aren't you?
We are, and it's been really it's been an eye-opening experience for us. The average age of our river cruise guest is 58 years of age, so they're skewing about 3 to 4 years younger than our ocean cruise experiences. We're seeing a lot of working professionals. About 80% of our travelers are still working. They have achieved a certain status in life, and they probably don't need to, but nonetheless, they are still working. And that has actually led to a really big evolutionary change from when we first started 3 years ago with our river cruise experiences. We had a lot of longer cruises, 10, 11, 14, 16 nights, and now about 89% of our departures are actually 7 nights. Now, to that, we have added some really wonderful pre- and post-hotel options. So you have the guest, they want the 7-night river cruise, and then they want to do an overland extension and make a 10-night vacation out of it. So we are introducing in 2020 this really lovely 3-night package, add-on package to Prague. It's 4 days, 3 nights, staying at the Mandarin Oriental, and has 2 tours included in the program and the transfers and so forth, and a very, very reasonable price. And that is taking off quite well, too, because you have people who do want to make it a slightly longer vacation, and so we have that option. And then in all of our ports of embarkation, we have really lovely 5-star hotel pre- and post-options. 5-star hotels located very close to the ship, the best of the best. So the Waldorf Astoria in Amsterdam, the Ritz-Carlton in Budapest, the Hotel Soccer in Vienna, literally the best of the best hotels in those ports.
And Walter, what I've noticed in looking at the itinerary, you've taken the shorter cruises and kind of combined them in a way as you don't repeat any ports, which is great because with the market that you're talking about, too, they want to treat themselves. Okay, let's be honest. And your brand fits them very, very well.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. It is possible in some instances to string together 2 or 3 river cruises and make one long journey. And what we're seeing a lot of, in particular, we saw a lot of it this summer, and it's worked out quite well, is we're seeing a lot of guests who are combining one of our ocean experiences. So whether it be on the Symphony or Serenity in Europe, whichever one is in town, or the Crystal Esprit when she's in Croatia. So we're seeing guests who are combining experiences on those ships with the river cruise. So we had a really fantastic couple who did a full world cruise on the Crystal Serenity and then got off the ship, stayed in the hotel for 4 nights in Vienna, and then went on a 10-night cruise on the Crystal Mozart. So they spent 4 months sailing with Crystal across the variety of different experiences that we have. And they literally said that walking on the Mozart was as if they had been on Serenity. There were crew members that they recognized. The crew knew them by name already, mm-hmm. knew that they were coming from the world cruise, knew all their preferences and everything, and they felt like they were still at home.
That sounds heavenly. And, you know, that's one thing that once you cruise Crystal, you know, there really is no going back.
No, there isn't.
It becomes the standard. And, you know, knowing that there are these, I'm looking at these photos from your website, from crystalcruises.com, and you spoke about the Crystal Mozart. And just to see how close these ships are able to get. I mean, you really are going in the back door, if you will, of some of these European destinations. Yeah. It's unbelievable to see this and imagine the view.
It is one of those wonderful delights of river cruising where we are literally pulling into the heart of beautiful cities and villages, and you as the guest, you walk right off the ship and you're in the center of it all, with great convenience to historic attractions and shops and restaurants and cafes and so forth. Not in every port, in the majority of the ports. One of my favorites is when we do our enchanting Mosel itinerary down the Mosel River, which is one of Europe's least known rivers, but nonetheless simply the most scenic and stunning ever. And when we dock in Trier, we literally dock in the middle of a vineyard that is in the heart of the city, and you walk through the vineyard as you come off the ship. Of course, we have wine for you because you can't be in Trier and not try some of the fabulous Rieslings that are made there. And then once you've walked through the vineyard, boom, you're in the village, you're in town. There are the historic monuments that the Romans built in 600 AD and everything else. It's just really fantastic way to vacation in Europe.
Walter, we would never want to get off. I mean, I envy the client who stayed on for over 4 months. But that is a great opportunity. You know, and listeners out there, if you, you know, think about that between taking Crystal Ocean, getting off, and getting on a river cruise. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just have these experiences that are very difficult to leave from. There's no doubt about it. Before we run out of time, I want to ask you a question. With the solo travelers, we are absolutely seeing a huge trend in solo travelers these days, because maybe they, you know, a spouse doesn't really want to travel, or they've got a group of friends and they want to have their own rooms and all that stuff. Are you seeing the same thing?
We have been for quite some time. Crystal as a brand has actually always been very friendly to solo travelers, with very attractive low single supplements, and then as well to family travel. We took that same concept and transformed it onto the river ships with solo travelers. And so our crew, not only do we have the low single supplements, which start at only 130%, but also, once a solo traveler comes on board, the crew is well trained to make sure they feel comfortable, to make sure that they're engaged. If they don't have someone to dine with and they want company, then the captain or the hotel director or the restaurant manager are always happy to have dinner with them. They're happy to introduce them to other solo travelers so that they can have a newfound friend, a newfound dinner companion or travel companion. And so solos feel safe and comfortable on Crystal. They don't feel ostracized. At the end of the day, you know, for whatever reason, maybe you can't have someone come with you, but you deserve the opportunity to go out there and enjoy the same experiences as everyone else. And so we give you that platform to be able to do so.
And that's great, because that is such a trend that's happening in the travel industry. It's really taking care of someone and not charging the same rates that we used to do years ago for solo travelers, which I think is really increasing that opportunity for people to get out and travel. We want to treat ourselves, let's be honest. And what better way to treat ourselves than going on a Crystal River cruise?
There is
my goodness, Walter. I mean, I've read an article where you literally, as a, you know, took a blank sheet of paper, had a pen, and designed what you wanted to see in the Crystal River cruise experience.
Wow.
That's exactly right. We started with a clean sheet of paper, as you said. Mm-hmm. We said, what is Crystal all about? And let's find a way to squeeze it on a river cruise ship. And the end result is that we've brought what we consider to be true luxury to Europe's greatest rivers, that global standard of luxury that one would find on a crystal ocean ship, on a crystal expedition ship, on our private airplanes in the skies, in the middle of a safari in Africa. That global standard of luxury, we brought it to Europe on the rivers. And the end result is an all-balcony, all-suite, all-butler service fleet of ships that are the most spacious in the industry, the highest crew-to-guest ratio of any river cruise line, 2 crew members for every 3 guests on board, which is double the river cruise industry standard. So 2 crew members for every 3 guests. And then you add in the crystal dining and the spaciousness of the ships and the service and everything else. And it's just one just incredibly delightful package.
So it's really simple, Walter, when someone says, can you explain the crystal difference? You just did.
You just
and that
did.
Is something in the travel industry. As travel advisors, we know, believe me.
Yes.
Walter, I thank you so much for joining us today and sharing the Crystal
pleasure.
River Cruise experience as well. And we'll just check back with you as 2020, 21, and 22 are approaching. We'll talk about maybe trends on our next interview. Okay?
Fantastic. It's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for making all of us dream a little bigger. I think that's something that Crystal Cruises is so good at,
yes.
You know, just truly some incredible experiences. And if it's time for you to say, you know what, I think it is time for me to treat myself. I want to travel. I want to travel in style, in luxury. And that's where you and the rest of the folks from the Travel Authority, you guys know how to get people where they want to go. And do it in the most amazing way.
Right, and we will work with everyone's taste, what they're looking for, what their budgets are, everything. But that's the beauty of working with a travel advisor from the Travel Authority in Altour.
I'm not going to lie, that this is my goal, is to be able to retire aboard a ship somehow.
Somehow.
Just live
I know it'll
aboard
be crystal.
Crystal Ocean, Crystal River, I'll take both.
And they have the crystal flights, too,
yeah.
Aircraft.
Well, you have to travel in style.
You do.
Thank you so much, Bonnie Pintozzi. Always great to talk to you. And, of course, we'll check in with you next week here on WTCM.
People going by, I see friendship.